Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Have you ever felt confused about how to say I like in Italian? It's completely different to how we say it in English. But once you learn to think like an Italian, it suddenly becomes much easier. Find out how in episode 46 of 5-Minute Italian. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a 5-Minute Italian. I'm Katie.
And I'm Matteo. Ciao.
And in today's lesson, you'll learn the easy way to use the verb like, as in I like ice cream, correctly in Italian. First, ascoltiamo la conversazione in italiano. Let's listen to the conversation in Italian. Then we'll look at the details and how to use the verb like. Matteo, che cosa ti piace dell'estate?
Mi piace il sole e mi piace andare al mare. E tu?
Mi piace mangiare il gelato. E mi piacciono le feste all'aperto.
C'è qualcosa che non ti piace?
Certo, non mi piacciono le zanzare. So, the first sentence you heard was...
Che cosa ti piace dell'estate?
What do you like about summer? Che cosa, what, ti piace, you like... Del, about the, estate, summer. So let's look in more detail at ti piace, you like. Italians don't say you like in the same way we do in English. Instead, to say you like in Italian, we say it pleases you. The ti in ti piace literally means to you. And piace means it pleases.
So we get, che cosa ti piace dell'estate? Literally, what pleases you about summer?
Yeah, and here's another example of how Italian sounds a little bit like Yoda. So we've got, ti piace is literally, to you, it pleases. So then you heard Matteo reply,
mi piace il sole.
I like the sun. And this time we can see the same thing with I like. Mi piace. Literally, to me it pleases. We say to me it pleases. And then we add the thing that we like or the thing that pleases us. In this case, the sun. Il sole.
Mi piace il sole.
The sun pleases me. Literally, to me, it pleases the sun. Then you heard...
Mi piace andare al mare.
I like going to the seaside. Again, literally, to me, it pleases go to the sea. Mi piace andare al mare. Next, Matteo asked me...
E tu?
And you? Then you heard...
Mi piace mangiare il gelato.
I like eating ice cream. Literally, to me, it pleases eat ice cream. Mi piace mangiare il gelato. Then, in the next sentence, you heard a different form of mi piace.
Mi piacciono le feste all'aperto.
I like outdoor parties. Outdoor parties please me. Literally, to me, they please the parties at the open. We've got le feste all'aperto is literally parties at the open, and it means outdoor parties. And here the important thing about this sentence is I didn't say piace like before, but I said piacciono. And this is because parties is plural. So we can't use the it pleases from before. We need to say they please, as in they please me. which is piacciono, mi piacciono.
Mi piacciono le feste all'aperto.
And we hear this again in the next sentence. Matteo asked me.
C'è qualcosa che non ti piace?
Is there something that you don't like? Non ti piace? You don't like? And I replied.
Non mi piacciono le zanzare.
Non mi piacciono le zanzare. So, non mi piacciono. I don't like them. Literally, they don't please me. Not, non, mi, to me, piacciono, they please. Non mi piacciono. And can you guess what they are, le zanzare? What is it that I don't like or that doesn't please me?
Well, le zanzare means the mosquitoes.
Yes, and there's something I really don't like about Milan in the summer, because you get constantly woken up by this sound and you wake up covered in itchy bites.
Yeah.
And if the zanzare don't wake me up, I get woken up by Matteo turning on the lamp and trying to splatter them on the wall. So that's it for today's lesson. The key takeaway is that if you're talking about one thing, like il sole, the sun, say, mi piace.
Mi piace il sole.
And if you're talking about two or more things, like the parties, le feste, plural, use mi piacciono.
Mi piacciono le feste.
And a bonus one that we talked about a little bit, if you want to make the negative, we just put non at the beginning. So we had, for example, non mi piacciono le zanzare. I don't like mosquitoes. And if you're coming to Italy this summer, don't forget to pick up some Autan, which is a mosquito spray, from the local supermarket, because it's essential, especially in Milan. And that's it from us. To remember and practice what you learned today, you can find transcripts from today's show, as well as bonus materials like a quiz and flashcards over on our website, joyoflanguages.com/Italian podcast, and then you can scroll down to this episode. Alternatively, click in the link in the show notes to go straight there. Ciao for now, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima!